Let's get an update on that horrific murder in Virginia in the United States yesterday of a TV reporter and cameraman. Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent, joins us now on the line. Simon, what more can you tell us?
Well, John, it's a day of reflection here, really, I think, across the United States about that horrific murders seen live on Breakfast Time television in Virginia just over 24 hours ago, and a day of investigation by the police in Virginia, who are studying all sorts of documentation and social media trails left by the gunman who went on to commit suicide, Vester Flanagan, the former reporter at the same television station where Alison Parker and Adam Ward worked. It seems absolutely apparent that he had a personal vendetta against both of them for different reasons. They'd had different altercations with him in the workplace back in 2012 and 2013. He sent a 23-page fax to the headquarters of ABC News in addition to the video taken on his cell phone of the shootings that he posted to Twitter and Facebook shortly before he took his own life. And in that fax, he describes himself as a powder keg waiting to go boom. I think there is every indication that the police now recognize this was an act of desperation by a deranged and extremely disturbed individual. And of course, gun control advocates here in the United States will argue he's exactly the sort of person who should not have been able to acquire the handgun that was used in these crimes.
Absolutely. I was looking at some figures in one of the newspapers over here this morning, Simon, and that revealed that in Britain, in the UK, there are 32 deaths a year as a result of guns. In America, there are 80 deaths a day.
I mean, absolutely.
Is there any shift in opinion at all about the use of guns and the availability of guns in America following this tragedy, which, of course, comes on the back of so many more?
Well, you know, we go through this every time. I mean, I've been here for over two decades, John, and listeners to LBC will know I have been on the air on numerous occasions after shooting incidents and paroxysms of mass violence all over the United States. There was a scare just a few hours ago at a university down in Mississippi, reports of a gunman active on the campus there and everybody being locked down. And every time an incident as dramatic as this one was, and I think the televised nature of this obviously drew more attention to this incident. Every time these things happen, people say, well, it's now time to get serious about gun control. You heard President Obama saying it yesterday. Hillary Clinton interrupting her appearances on the presidential campaign trail to say, I'm the politician who's going to get this done. The reality is the political equation here in Washington up on Capitol Hill has not changed. The National Rifle Association is still one of the richest, most powerful lobby groups in America. There are millions of Americans who believe that the U.S. Constitution guarantees them the right legally to bear arms, i.e. weapons. And there are many Republicans and quite a few Democrats up on Capitol Hill who, frankly, today are no more interested in getting behind gun control than they were yesterday.
So the opinion has shifted not one jot in your, as your guess. I mean, we don't know scientifically, obviously.
Well, I think it's quite possible that public opinion has shifted a little bit and that as these incidents stack up, there are more and more Americans saying, as President Obama says, no other civilized country on earth has the problems with gun violence that the United States has, and that's a real blight on a supposedly advanced democracy. But politically, unless you can overcome the power of that gun lobby, and we're heading into a presidential election campaign when the votes of gun owners will be craved by every presidential candidate on the hustings, unless there's a way of overcoming that, it's systemically, it's very difficult to see how, for example, Hillary Clinton's pledge to be the president who gets this done can ever actually lead to meaningful action.
Just one final point, Simon. We have the prospect of a Republican contestant in the race for the American presidency who is accused of all sorts of things, not least being sexist, misogynist. What are his views on gun control? Presumably he's all for it, or against it, rather.
Oh, I think absolutely. I mean, Donald Trump, of course, you're talking about.
Of course, just I don't remember his name. Yes, my apologies.
A man whose name one doesn't even have to mention John.
Yeah, I thought you'd get
he's
the drift,
so ubiquitous now. Exactly, yeah. No, he's just been speaking down in South Carolina, actually, on some other issues, not gun control. But look, I mean, he's an absolute classic conservative on the right of the Republican Party, veering on some issues towards libertarianism. And, you know, highly unlikely that he's going to be the man who says, as he's trying to appeal really to that sort of angry, predominantly white, predominantly male constituency across America, I'm going to be the man who takes your guns away. That's just not going to happen.
Simon, thanks very much indeed once again.